Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody wrote in and asked, what if I don't get enough trades?
Right. This is a great question. I think it's pretty common. And basically what he did was totally logical. And we all kind of do this when we get into trading. We say, all right, I need to make X dollars per week, per month. And he worked it all out. And he basically figured out he needed about 3 to 5 trades per week. And then when he went through his back testing, he was like, well, I'm not getting enough trades here. Like, I'm getting like 1 or 2 a week, and I need like 3, 4, or 5 a week. This isn't going to work. and so a whole lot of things came out. So what I would suggest here is you have a couple of different ways to go here. Number one is I don't think you want to force it. So there are two types of traders. So there are traders who kind of wait in the bushes for an opportunity and then they pounce. And then there are those traders that kind of just throw everything at the wall and they kind of just see what sticks. So I'm the kind of trader, I'm a hunter. So I sit in the bushes, I wait for the, you know, for the prey to come, and then I pounce on it. And he's kind of the same way, this trader. And so he's like saying, well, I'm just not getting enough opportunities. So he can do a couple of things. He can add more trading systems. He can add more markets. And both of those will probably work. But what he doesn't want to do is change his rules. And there's really tempting to change your rules when you run into this issue of not having enough trades. And so that's what I would suggest, is that traders who feel like you're missing out, you're not having enough trades, that you probably just expand your horizons, which usually be just add another 10 markets. Like, how many people trade the euro Singapore dollar? Not very many. Most people trade the euro yen or the euro USD, but they don't trade the euro Singapore dollar, or they don't trade the Aussie CAD or whatever. You know, there are a lot of pairs out there that offer opportunities. And so that's what I would do. Because if you're already back tested the system, you can add a few more pairs, make sure that your system works on those pairs, and then just add them to your arsenal. That's kind of my recommendation. Now, there are other traders who don't have this problem, and they have actually had the opposite problem, where they're always kind of in the market. And so what happens with these traders is they have the opposite problem, where they feel like, oh no, I don't want to take the next trade because I've had 7 losing trades in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're always in the market and they just feel like the market's not going to give them anything today or this week or this month. So they don't want to take the next trade. So it's a little bit different, and they have completely different issues to deal with. But if you're the type of trader where you kind of wait and wait for the perfect setup, then really what you need to do here, if you're feeling like you're not going to reach your goals as a trader, you just need to add more markets. And then later on, you can add more systems too. And either of those should probably add more opportunities, more trades. You'll run through your stats faster when you're building up your account. So that's what I would recommend.
Cool. And I think the natural tendency here also is to go down to a lower time frame, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that kind of just messes things up most of the time, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a different thing. It's a totally different thing. You know, I've talked about before, activates a different area of your brain. You know, it's a totally different thing. It's like the difference between, how should I say this? Like, it's like the difference between riding a tricycle, okay, and getting in a rocket. You know what I mean? Like that's basically the, like, if you're riding a tricycle, you kind of see what's ahead. You go, okay, there's a tree up there, there's a dog or whatever, you know, there's something in the path, and I can kind of plan my way around it. But when you're a rocket, you're strapped in and you're going, like, there's no way around it, you know? And that's kind of the difference between trading the lower, like the 5-minute chart and the 4-hour chart. Like, it really is. So yeah, I totally agree with that. I am totally with you on that one, Hugh. Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.